This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Bank fees, Apple fees, and shipping fees. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Many of the nation's biggest banks have now reported their fourth quarter results, and they have been mixed. Goldman Sachs yesterday beat profit estimates. Citigroup last week reported a loss, and JP Morgan Chase and Bank of America posted lower profits. Now, one way banks have tried to boost their bottom lines is through fees, including overdraft fees. But that is changing. Citigroup last year eliminated overdraft fees, and a new Biden administration rule announced this morning would dramatically reduce those fees at other banks, saving consumers at least billions of dollars a year. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is proposing new regulation the agency says closes a loophole, which has allowed many banks to charge large fees for overdraft protection. Overdrafts typically occur on debit card transactions and affect about 23 million American households each year. The proposed new rule would reduce the fees banks can charge to only what it costs them to provide overdraft protection services, potentially as little as $3. Alternatively, banks could offer customers an overdraft credit line, which, like any other consumer credit product, would include disclosures of interest rates. That would be a change from current practice at many of the nation's largest banks. CFPB Director Rohit Chopra in a statement said institutions typically charge about $35 for overdrafts, even though the majority of overdraft amounts are less than $26. If that was a typical consumer loan, such as a credit card balance, the annual percentage rate would be 16,000%. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
If you have an app on Apple's App Store, you got to use Apple's payment system, from which it takes a hefty commission, 30%. Those have been Apple's rules up till now, and people who make apps do not like them. That has been a big part of a long-running legal battle between Apple and Epic Games, the maker of Fortnite. Epic has argued Apple is being monopolistic. David Niebuhr is a professor at the University of Toronto.
Apple created a goose that lays billion-dollar eggs, and one could see why they fight to the nail to prevent any kind of change.
Well, yesterday, the Supreme Court declined to hear appeals from both Apple and Epic in that legal battle, and the long and short of it is that some changes are coming to Apple's App Store. Apple will now allow developers to use other payment systems. It doesn't have to be Apple's, but it isn't making that convenient. And it will still technically charge a commission. I say technically because Apple also says it might not be able to enforce that commission. These changes apply just to the U.S., though.
So outside of the U.S. jurisdiction, Canada, other big markets, and Europe, the battle continues unabated. And one would hope, if you're an independent developer, that the larger developers such as Epic use their position of power to fight Apple, because if you're a small developer, you don't want to fight Apple. You're always going to lose.
And Epic Games says it will be fighting the new rules in the U.S. too, so the legal battle here is also far from over.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.
Ocean shipping rates have gone way up in recent days, largely because Yemen's Houthi rebels continue to attack ships in the Red Sea, Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
About a third of global shipping typically passes through the Suez Canal and the Red Sea. But now, because of the attacks, more than 90% of ships are avoiding the route. Emily Benson at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says that's one reason shipping containers is getting more expensive.
One of the biggest costs is time from point A to point Z. It can take about 2 weeks longer for goods to transit around Africa, for example.
For ships that are still passing through the Red Sea, insurance has also gotten more expensive because of the attacks. But Benson says, for context, even though shipping rates have more than doubled in recent weeks,
they're still significantly below where we were in 2021, 2022. So this is nothing like what we experienced during COVID-19.
At the height of the pandemic, shipping rates skyrocketed from less than $1,500 for a 40-foot container to more than $20,000 at one point. Now they're averaging around $3,000, though it depends on the route.
It's important to realize that shipping rates go up and down.
Christine McDaniel at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University says companies know this and generally price some amount of volatility in. That's why, she says, it usually takes a while before increases in shipping rates trickle down to the prices we as consumers pay for things.
It usually affects producer prices first and then consumer prices later, but we're not there yet.
Especially in the U.S. Mukul Krishna at Frost & Sullivan says it's a bit of a different story in Europe.
Right now, Europe is being impacted a lot more than North America, largely because most of Europe's shipping comes through those channels.
But Krishna says most companies he's talking to aren't that concerned about these higher shipping costs, at least not yet.
They are not, as of now, seeing any long-term impact, as of now being the key word over here.
Because, he says, if the conflict drags on or spreads, that could change. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.